The Bourbon Barrel Project is sort of the latest big public art project from LexArts, and they were the people who brought you both of the Horse Manias in 2000 and 2010, as well as the Dynamic Doors Project. There was also a Wildcat Madness Project in 2001 that was presented by the UK Basketball Museum. But this one is going to focus on the, bring a little focus to the bourbon industry in our area and to Town Branch, and that it's the body of water that sort of runs under downtown Lexington. And they're seeking to highlight it through having artists decorate bourbon barrels. And they're going to be out in the fall, part of a couple of big bourbon-related events, including an annual 200-mile race along the Bourbon Trail. So they're getting started right now soliciting proposals from artists and soliciting sponsorships for the barrels, and then they'll start rolling them out later this year.
It seems to me that there's a lot of room for creativity here. What a great canvas, a bourbon barrel.
It'll be, you know, anytime they propose these things, you kind of look at it and you go, okay, well, what are you going to do with that? And, you know, these are artists and they are very creative people. So it's going to be interesting to see the very many ways that people approach them. One thing I've always liked about all of these projects is, You know, you get to know artists over the years and their sensibilities and their techniques, and it's always interesting to see how those different visions play out on what is essentially the same canvas.
Another interesting offering this weekend takes place at Natasha's. It's a documentary on independent politician Gatewood Galbraith, who passed away just a couple of years ago. He had a real impact on politics, at least here in central Kentucky. And again, he's the focus of this documentary.
Chris Iovenko, who was a filmmaker who was living in Louisville at the time, he had just graduated from college in the early 90s, and he became kind of enchanted by Gatewood Galbraith and his personality and his message. And so when Galbraith made his second run for the governor's mansion in 1995, he decided to document that, to film it. And he had a lot of faith in Galbraith. He really thought that he was documenting what could be a real dark horse win. Of course, that turned out not to be the case. He failed to get the Democratic nomination, and then he ran a write-in campaign and, of course, did not win the governor's mansion then. But the film has stayed around, and following his death, Chris decided it was time to put it out. And it's just kind of a fascinating document of Gatewood Galbraith and how he approached politics and his ideas and some of his eccentricities, and kind of a time capsule of Kentucky politics, too.
And sharing that venue in downtown Lexington at Natasha's is a play written by Elie Wiesel. It's called The Trial of God, and it asks the question, you know, why does God allow pain and suffering?
That's right. And this is a season finale for Balagoola Theater, and Natasha Williams is directing it. And it just takes a variety of people who have sort of been through really awful things, you know, and really not of their doing, and kind of posing that question in a variety of different ways and situations, and trying to explore it. So like a lot of what they do at Balagoola Theater, it is designed to be thought-provoking and conversation-stimulating.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.